Amen. We sing that hymn, Leave It There. Leave it there, take your burdens to the Lord.
Amen.
this morning. Our precious God, we indeed thank you this morning that you provided a burden bearer.
Hallelujah.
That said, come on to me, all you who are weak.
That's right.
And are heavy laden.
Amen.
And I will give you rest. You didn't say, I will add to your burden.
Amen.
You didn't say, I will increase you the weight that is set upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you said, I will give you rest. And we thank you, Lord, this morning that if we're carrying something about, it's because we choose to do it.
That's right.
But Lord, I pray, Lord, this morning you'll give us, Lord, the confidence and the faith to leave it with you. Lord Jesus Christ, this world gives us baggage every day. Tries to overload us, tries to break us beneath the weight of care. But Lord Jesus, you take our burdens away.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, at Calvary. The hymn writer wrote and said, burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that the cares of life, Lord, that would overtake many. Lord, don't have to overtake us. Lord, the cares, Lord, if we've been singing about even in this hymn, Lord, the cares of age, Lord, the cares of change. But Lord Jesus, we know this morning, Lord, that even the care of sin, Lord, was a mighty thing. But you took care of it, Lord Jesus Christ, for you single-handedly, in a body of flesh, took on sin and the devil, and you triumphed over him. Every man that came before, the strongest man that ever lived, Samson, Lord, he could rip open a lion's mouth, he could take the gates of the city, he could slay 1,000 with the jawbone of an ass, but when it come to the grave, he had no power over the grave. But thy Lord Jesus Christ had power over the grave, and he rose triumphant on the third day, according to the scriptures. And you are seated at the right hand of the majesty on high even now. Lord Jesus, you're an omnipresent God. And we know even that you're at the right hand of the Father. You're here in this place. For Lord Jesus, we're calling on your name. We're magnifying your name this morning, Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, Lord Jesus Christ, thou art in our midst, Lord. Lord, for we know, Lord Jesus Christ, even your word says that the angels of God are kept round about them that fear him. Lord Jesus, we invite the Holy Ghost to come and have special control over this service. Lord, that you'll loose the tongues of those that are stiff in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, that the feeble hand hang down low will reach towards heaven this morning, Lord. And Lord God, you'll break off shackles this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose chains in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, even as Paul and Silas was in the prison house, Lord, their chains fell off as they began to worship. Lord Jesus, I pray this morning, Lord, there be nothing to hinder us, nothing to burden us, but Lord Jesus Christ, that if we come into this place with a burden, we'll go out of it with no burden in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, if we want a burden, Lord, the only burden we want is burden for souls. Lord God, that you would help us, Lord Jesus Christ, for the time is short, and indeed the word of God says, and we believe it, that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, to be realizing, Lord, that there's an urgency even in this day. Oh, Lord, we do give you thanks, Lord, for young men, even in this country, who's out in the streets, that's Lord, taking a stand for you, Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and opposing sin and Satan. Lord, strengthen them in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, may they have. Lord, health to their navel and moral to their bones in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Every man and every woman that stands up for you, Lord Jesus Christ, give them strength. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for those in days gone by who, Lord, suffered death and persecution because they loved not their lives unto death, because they had a love for you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, even we can say this morning that we love you because you first loved us. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, this morning in our service, that we'll have a Pentecostal experience in the name of Jesus Christ. That the Holy Ghost will move from seat to seat, and the gifts of the Spirit, Lord, will have free course to operate in our midst in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that there'll be tongues and interpretations of tongues and prophecies, Lord, and wisdom and knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let everything that's said and done bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. We ask you, Lord, even as the pastor would come and open thy word this morning, that, Lord, you'll pour out your Spirit upon him, Lord, to speak the word with boldness in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, while we are listening, may we be washed by the water of the word. Lord Jesus, may we be purified and sanctified by the truth of thy word in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, fill our hearts with confidence in you, for we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Lord, let us, by the Apostle Paul, say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, now, Lord, that you'll help us to worship you, Lord. Let us be glad, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it.
for. Hallelujah. Lord, we're glad this morning to be saved. We're glad to be washed in thy precious, life-giving blood, Amen. Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for Calvary. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for thy precious blood that was shed. And we thank you, Lord, even as the hymn writer said, the blood shall never lose its power. Amen. Lord, we're glad for that this morning, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you now, Lord Jesus, help us to sing and help us to praise and worship.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, even for those that would want to pray, Lord, Lord, come and move in our midst, Lord, and help us, Lord Jesus Christ, just to wait upon you even, Lord Jesus. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, now that you would bless each head that's bowed. Lord, let us be glad that we come to worship you this morning. And Lord, let us not carry anything in, Lord, that would hinder our worship. But Lord, let us let it all at your feet.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, took my burdens away.
Amen.
Lord, we're glad for that this morning. Lord, the looking for says, my burdens rolled away.
Glory.
By not the feet of Jesus, he hid all my diseases,
that's
and my burdens rolled away.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for thy word.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask you now, Lord, that you'll receive glory and honor unto yourself. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our King, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Can we sing that hymn? For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, and still I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he could bring me out with his saving power.
For a long time I traveled. I'm
great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. The King of our God, and I love the Lord Jesus. Eventually, it'll get her going.
Amen. Glory.
Now, like John here used to say, when you get her going, keep the throttle on her.
Amen.
keep the throttle on her. He used to tell us boys when we're learning to drive, there's only one way to work it, flat out. Flat out. You know, but it's true, when you're worshiping the Lord, there's only one way to do it.
That's right.
Praise God. Let's worship the Lord. Let's sing this. We might sing it once, twice, three times, six times. Don't worry. Let's sing it till we feel it.
Amen.
Who believes that this morning?
Amen.
Let's sing it. If you want to close your eyes, lift your hand, just be free. Be real. Be sincere.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing glory and
COVID-19.
Amen.
And I'm telling you,
amen.
I was praying yesterday, praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. At the name of Jesus, demons shall flee.
Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Precious Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know if everybody remembers or not. They probably might not. God does a lot of things and we forget about it.
Yes.
And you know, when we were in the schoolhouse, the Lord gave us as a fellowship a word. Mm-hmm. When the foot and mouth came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that or not, but the Holy Spirit gave us a word.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in our meetings would have cattle or anything. Their cattle never took it. And I was praying last night, and I believe strongly, well, the Lord's given me this word.
Amen.
From Psalms 91. And I'm telling you, if you're afeard of COVID-19, you're wrong.
Right.
This is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And either we're going to believe the word of the Lord or we're going to believe the media. And if we're going to believe the media, we're not believing God.
Right.
I told you last week about a church in America, and they gave the pastor so many restrictions. Every seat cover to be changed after every service. They only want them to take 15 minutes. They want to social distance the cars in the car park.
What do you think of that one?
New world order. Holy Christ.
Now, tell you, he's not doing it. He's told them he's not doing it.
Good. No.
And he's told them if they want to jail him, go ahead.
Right.
He's lawyers on the case. He's believing God.
Amen.
And that's a Baptist. And we're claiming to be Pentecostals and we're afraid of COVID-19.
Not a chance.
Now listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't say we're not going to burn.
That's right.
They said whether we do or not makes no difference. We're not bound.
Amen.
We believe God can deliver us, but if he doesn't, we're still not bound down. And God protected them.
Amen. Protect them.
Let's read this and praise God. Verse Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High,
hallelujah,
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge.
Amen.
And my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fire and from the noisome pestilence. That's COVID-19. That's a pestilence. You can mark it in your Bible. Any pestilence that's come, it's COVID-19. God put it on people that disobeyed him, that disbelieved him. But if we are believing God, he won't put it on us.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord. And if somebody takes it, God can deliver you from it.
Amen.
There's no defeat here. This is all the word of God. It's positive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. And I'm going to read the rest of the psalm in a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that your word is the truth. Lord, we appreciate the emotion. We appreciate the feelings and the senses. But Lord, when all these five senses are contrary to this book, there's another sense. It's the sixth sense. And Lord, it doesn't work in any of the five senses. On the feeling, the smell, or the touch, or the seeing, or the hearing. But it's the faith sense.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we're looking to you for that super sense this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring it upon thy people. Give them a supernatural encounter.
Hallelujah.
For you are a supernatural God. You're a supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. And Lord, you made the world and the things that therein is.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, this disease and this pestilence that's running over the land and over the world today, Lord, you're our protector. A mask, not our protection. And a spray's not our protection. But you're our protection, Lord. You're our strong tower.
Amen.
That the righteous run into and they're safe. And Lord, we're coming to you. It's your word. And we're asking you that you'll back your own word. Lord, we've done our part. We need you to come on the scene and do your part.
Amen.
And we know that you will. For you promised us you'll watch over your word and you'll perform it and you'll bring it to pass. And there's no word will go wrong or amiss that the Lord God will keep an eye on and watch over it. Father, we pray that the blood of Jesus will cover every one of us in this room.
Yes.
We pray it'll cover everyone that's near and dear to us. Those on their holidays, or children, or families, cover them with your blood.
Amen.
And protect them, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we cannot hear the media. We cannot look at it, but we're looking to you. We know you're coming again.
Hallelujah.
We know this world is, Lord, in an awful condition, but the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
Hallelujah.
And we know you promised as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be. And these signs around us everywhere for the coming in tribulation. But Lord, you promised that you would catch away a people
Hallelujah.
That's prepared a bride that's made herself ready. And Father, I pray that you'll speak to us from your word. And you'll feed us on the finest of the wheat, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And Father, touch every life in this room. Touch every person, every individual. For those, Lord, that will hear this message, bless them and touch them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ, your word says, I will deliver thee.
Amen.
Lord, we believe your word. We confess that we believe it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. My Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit and I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, that I don't have to run after the Holy Spirit or chase the Holy Spirit. But Lord, you're closer than the breath we breathe. And you've already poured out the Holy Ghost. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I think this is a tremendous psalm. Let me read verse 3 again. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. And that means a deadly pestilence. And some of your margins and other Bibles call it a deadly pestilence. And there's no question about it. COVID-19's been a deadly pestilence. You know, there is something there. We're not saying there's nothing there. We know there is. People have died with it. People's been affected with it. But we're reading the Word of God. And the Word of God says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from this deadly pestilence. Amen. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust.
Amen.
His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. That is why you need to read the Word of God.
Amen.
You need to read the Word of God. You need to meditate upon the Word of God.
Absolutely.
This reminds me of Abraham. When Abraham had a great need. Abraham had a need that no man could do for him.
Amen.
Only God. And God came in Genesis 18 and he stood before Abraham. And he stood there before him and he said, Abraham, I am thy exceeding shield and thy great reward.
Hallelujah.
Walk thou before me and be thy perfect.
Amen.
And William Branham said, no man, God cannot ask you to do something if he does not make a way for you to do it. So if God said to Abraham, walk thou before me and be perfect, God had to make a way for Abraham to be perfect if he told him to do it. And you hear people saying, there's no perfection. Well, God said to Abraham, walk thou before me and be perfect. And you know, Abraham believed God. And the Bible tells us in Romans 4, it was imputed to him for righteousness. The fact that he believed God. And Hebrews tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God wants us to believe him. God wants us not to be scaremongered.
Right.
All that we're hearing on the news and hearing on the television and hearing on the radio and worldwide skepticism and scaring people that they're afraid to talk to somebody, afraid to move, afraid to do this, afraid to do that, and they're closing this down and closing someone else down and they're opening things up that shouldn't be opened up. And I tell you, there's an agenda behind it. There's an antichrist spirit behind it. You said, Tom, that's ridiculous. That's the truth. There's two spirits in this world. There's the Holy Spirit. There's the Spirit of God. And there's the unholy spirit. That's the devil. And there's going to be a man of sin raised up. We know that according to the Bible.
Hallelujah.
And when the seal was taken of this book, the antichrist was exposed who he was. He was exposed when the seals come off the book. And that is why it's important that we know them seals and read them seals and hear them seals. And some people, we don't need it today. Then you're blinded. Because God put it in this book for a reason. And God put it in this book for a purpose. And it was God that said, in the last days these truths shall be made known and revealed. And God wants us to know these so that we would know our enemy. You cannot fight your enemy if you don't know your enemy. And your enemy's not risk COVID-19. It's a spirit behind it, and it's a devil.
That's right. That's right.
And God here is giving us a promise.
Hallelujah.
That it will keep his word. It will walk right before God.
Amen.
It will do right before God. God is promising to do it. I'm not telling you. This is the word of God telling you.
Amen.
God's word cannot fail.
Amen.
It can't fail. This is the same God that said to Moses, I'm going to bring you out with a strong hand. And the Bible says he brought the mark. And there wasn't one feeble person amongst them. And he fed them manna from the wilderness.
Amen.
And he rained them
Amen.
Fresh every day, manna
right.
from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And they drank water from the rock. And their shoes and their very feet and the clothes and the body never wasted for 40 years. That supernatural provision, that supernatural undertaking, because God's a supernatural
Amen.
God.
Amen.
We're not working with someone here. We can think in our minds or do with our feeble hands. This is beyond us. It's God.
Amen.
It's God that's saying it. And it's God that can do it.
Amen.
Verse 4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day.
Amen.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at the noonday. You're not to be afraid of the pestilence. You're not to hide yourself in your house and be afraid of this pestilence. That's against what God's saying. You're not to be afraid of it. You're to be afraid of God. You're to fear God, not man. You're not to fear this pestilence. You're to fear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of it, he says.
Right.
Oh, but you say, Brother Tom, these are the words of David. No, these are God's words. David just said them. But the Bible says, holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand.
Amen.
But it shall not come nigh thee. You need to say, that's for me, Lord.
Amen.
You need to say, it's for me, Lord.
Amen.
I believe it.
That's right.
Just like when you read about salvation and you call and you get saved and you say, I want it, Lord.
Right.
Tell the Lord you want this.
Absolutely.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Amen.
God is thy habitation. It's not about a lodge. It's not about a movement. It's not about an organization. God has sent a voice in the 20th century. And God said when he sent that voice, it was to call us out
Hallelujah.
Of the denominations and out of the lodges.
Hallelujah.
Not to some system, but unto himself.
Right.
So that we would be a people peculiar unto the Lord, that would fear the Lord. For God's a jealous God, and he wants the people to follow after him.
Amen.
And you know there's good people everywhere. There's even good people down in the chapel this morning, and that's the truth. Now we know it's wrong. We know the system's wrong. There's good people everywhere. And you know there's God has people in certain places as a light. For a purpose and a reason. We can't always understand it, but that's a fact.
Absolutely.
That's an absolute fact. Look at this. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge
Hallelujah.
Over thee to keep
Amen.
Thee in all thy ways.
Amen.
He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
Amen. That's right.
You know, it's God that keeps people.
Amen.
You know, if you saw the photographs of the accident just the other day, Brother Gary Lowe, the young lady, Garth Ingram's daughter, the car was ripped absolutely to pieces. It's a miracle that that young girl's alive, even at all, but she's alive.
Amen.
That's the mercy of God. That others of us could testify in this room where God kept us, where God kept someone belonging to us. When you see the vehicle,
Amen.
When you see the situation, and maybe you've been in an accident yourself, and you know it was God's
Amen.
Angels that protected you. You could have been killed.
100%.
But it was the angels of the Lord that protected you, for the Lord loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And the Lord's a purpose for you. And the Lord's a plan for you.
Yes.
Now I can prophesy that.
Hallelujah.
With the Spirit of the Lord's on me. And I'm talking to somebody in this room now. And you're a young person, and I'm not going to name you or look at you. If you'll say, because you know me. But the Lord's a work for you, young person.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, it's to work for young people.
Amen.
And that's the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord's hands on you. And all the enemies trying to be against you, the Lord's for you. And the Lord's a purpose for you.
Amen.
And the Lord's going to use you. And the Lord's saying, yield yourself completely to him.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord's going to guide you, and you're going to see great things.
Amen.
And you're going to see very young people saved and delivered by the power of God.
Amen.
That is the say of the Lord.
Yes.
I tell you, God's real.
Amen.
God's angels.
Hallelujah.
It was the angel of the Lord that came to this poor sinner in a jail cell.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord.
Amen.
That walked in through a closed door, locked and barred. And spoke and touched me on the shoulder, delivered me, and set me free.
Amen.
The angel of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
That same angel of the Lord stood in our living room one evening as we were praying. Philip even saw the angel right in the living room in my father's house. It was God that transformed us.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking yesterday there's 8 of us. And there's only 2 that's not serving the Lord this morning. Only 2 out of the 8. And they're coming.
Amen.
One of them thinks he's not coming, but he's coming.
Amen.
He's going to have to come because prayer prevails.
That's right.
Prayer prevails.
That's right.
Prayer prevails. And I tell you, if you think nothing's happening and you think nothing's moving, don't complain about it. Lock yourself in the closet and start to seek God and start to fast and pray and start to call upon the name of the Lord. And I'll guarantee you God will do something.
Amen.
He's promised he'll do it.
Yes.
I tell you, the Lord's real.
Amen. Absolutely.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Amen.
You know, there's men here, the Lord saved you.
Amen.
Maybe you've forgotten about it, but it's God that saved you.
That's right.
There's Philip at the back. And these fellas that have machines know it. That a 2-ton caterpillars, a very big machine, over 20 ton. And the fella that a new driver came on it, and the next morning she released the safety pin overnight. There was a fault in her. The fella that always drove it knew there was a fault, so he knew what to do, but the new fella didn't. And he lifted her with the big massive bucket on it. And he went to go over the hole, and Philip was in the hole, and someone said, "Come out of the hole." And he stepped out of the hole, and the bucket fell right into it. And there was a man standing there that goes to the Baptist. And he said the scripture came to them. The Lord will give his angels charge concerning you. And the angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord.
Amen.
You have an angel that watches you, you know.
Right.
That protects you.
Amen.
When the enemy would try to destroy you. You have an angel, sister. You have an angel, brother.
Amen.
Specially assigned to you.
That's right.
And I tell you, that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night.
All right.
And he said, "I will not let you go, lest you bless me."
That's right.
Hallelujah. "Lest you bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone." You see that scripture, Psalm 91, you realize this is the very scripture that Satan quoted to Jesus at the Mount. "Cast yourself down," and isn't it written? And he quoted Psalm 91 here, this verse of writing, that he'd give his angels charge concerning you. He quoted the word of God.
That's right.
And I tell you, there's devils that can quote the word of God,
right,
but they're still devils.
That's right.
But they don't follow all the word. But God's got a people that wants all the word.
Amen.
"They shall bear thee up on their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the lion." And this is Jesus. This is talking about verse 13. This is Christ on the cross. "And the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he hath set thee his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life God's promised you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's promised you long life. You're going to live and not die. Because the Lord's promised you long life. Even though the enemies come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's words of truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I haven't even got to read anything yet. God is saying, I will protect you. That's what God's saying here. I will protect you. You see, you know what's happened? It's still here. The saying is still here. Isn't it amazing that none of them is saying it's going to get better? They're all saying it's going to get worse. They're protecting another second wave, as they call it. I'm protecting a second wave too of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm going to protect the wave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't want a wave of COVID-19. I want a wave of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I want a wave of the power of God. I want a wave of the move of God.
Amen.
A wave of the presence of God.
Amen.
A wave of the blessing of God. That's the wave I want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want COVID-19.
No.
I want a wave of God's blessing and God's power.
Amen. Amen.
Not one politician called for a day of prayer. Biggie and Paisley, if he's living, would have done it. He would have done it. Not one of them have got the guts to do it. And you hear all the news and all the media. And I saw the other day, and some of them live things, some woman tackled Donald Trump, and she said, now Donald, you made this statement. Donald Trump said, no, I didn't. He said, I never said those words. Somebody made that up and put my name to it, and you'd have all run with it. And that's what happens with the mediator. He said this, he said that, and they say it, and it's fake news, and it's false news, and the devil's news is fake, and the devil's news is false. But Jesus says, be of good cheer.
Amen.
Be of good cheer.
Glory.
I've overcome the world.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Be of good cheer.
Amen.
Glory.
God wants you to be of good cheer. Surely he shall deliver thee, says he in verse 3. Now hear his promise. He will deliver thee. Is this promised or not?
Amen.
Let me tell you, you say, Brother Tom, you're preaching from the Old Testament.
Brilliant.
I want you to know the Old Testament is much the Word of God as the New Testament is. And you should be fit to preach through the whole Bible. It's a dovetail from Genesis to Revelation. There's a red scarlet line runs the whole way.
Hallelujah.
Just like the New Testament says, God will do something. This Old Testament says, if you believe it, God will do it. He's still the same.
Amen.
The believers shall be kept from imminent danger, which would be fatal to them. That's what he's saying.
Amen.
The promise protects the natural life and often fulfilled and perseverance from these dangers which are threatening and very near. The spiritual life which is protected by the divine grace from the temptation of the devil.
That's
right. He'd wipe all of us out. Do you ever go out of a meeting? Did somebody ever say something in a meeting and it was negative? And it flattened you? And it left you dead as it were for days? I've had it. I'm sure you've had it. Tell the truth. They prayed a prayer or they said a sermon of unbelief. And we need to watch what comes out of our lips. Because the Word of God says that the power of life and the power of death. And if you tell people, here, you're not looking too good, brother. You're starving. You're not looking. That's nagging us. That's nagging us. It takes no faith to say that.
That's right.
No faith at all to say it.
That's right.
None at all.
Amen. Amen.
You can overlook what God's doing. You've said God's doing nothing. Well, if that's your testimony, that's what you'll have.
That's right.
You'll be like the old miner that said, curse these eyes, curse these eyes. And one day an explosion went off and he got his two eyes blew out. Because he got what he testified to.
Amen.
We need to talk the right talk.
Glory.
If we're going to walk the right walk.
Amen. Amen.
We need to come to church praying up. We don't come to church to sit for 2 hours to get excited and praying up.
Amen.
We should come into church praying up and ready to go.
Right, that's right.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Amen.
You're racing the car, you don't put the car in the line and start her off cold. You get a lap to get her warmed up and she's ready to go. Ready to move.
Amen.
We Quakers are Pentecostals.
Amen.
Amen. Not far from where I live. The Quakers live right from me, you know. They used to wait till they were moved. And I can appreciate that. But I believe, for me personally, I believe you should be fit to walk on the street and start preaching.
Amen.
You shouldn't need move. You should believe God right now.
Amen.
Without a sensation,
that's
without
right.
a feeling,
Amen.
You should believe God.
Beyond your feeling. Amen. Glory.
I tell you, if you're going to rely on feelings all the time, what if you don't have a feeling?
Not leave the house. Amen.
You know, a fella used to say, you know, we'll let people that do the job today. It's a bit of rain outside. But in half an hour, it's clear. But that boy's still in his bed. So he never went to work and he starved.
Lover. That's right.
We need to go forward. The coming of the Lord's at hand. We need to work while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you the truth.
Amen.
What are we saying? What's our testimony?
Amen.
You know what? A man in my garden yesterday, he's been listening in online. He's 57 years of age. He moved from England over to Belfast. And he's listening in online. He's going to come to the meetings.
Amen.
He's close to getting saved.
Amen.
I asked just yesterday to pray for him.
Amen.
You can think, you know, that's a waste of time, but God's doing something. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall a preacher go except to be sent? Don't you forget about me. It's nothing to do with me, but it's God's word that's gone forth. And when God's word goes forth, God has promised. Not me or you. God has promised. His word will not return void.
Glory.
God's promised that.
Absolutely. Amen.
That's what God says.
Amen.
You're going to hear next Sunday morning, Matthew's away this weekend. Over in England, but he's going to give us testimony.
Amen.
Next Sunday evening. How the Lord restored him.
Amen.
How the Lord moved on him and his wife saved as well.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God's saving people.
Brilliant.
You want, you know, you go on, Ralph Telford, you boys probably knew him, talking about preaching on the streets. Don't talk about we need to do an open air. We go and do it.
That's right.
Don't ridicule and talk about it. If you think tracks need give out, get 1,000 and give them out. If you think you need an open air, get out and do one.
That's right. All right.
Don't ridicule somebody.
Yes. Amen.
Or tell somebody to do it if you're not willing to do it.
That's right. That's right.
You go and do it.
Amen.
Get on it. Don't be negative. Be positive.
Amen. Amen.
We need to be praying for people. What's stopping you? Start laying hands on them.
Yes. That's right.
Start to do it.
Glory.
I tell you, it's so easy to be negative. Negativity. Skeptic. William Branham said, you'll never change a skeptic. He says, a skeptic will remain a skeptic. You'll not change a skeptic. Skeptical about everything. Well, if we had a bigger building, God could do that. If we had someone else, God could do it. There's always a motive. They never can see the eye. I tell you, God can move anywhere.
Amen.
You take out in Africa under a couple of trees and dust in the ground and the Spirit of God's fallen. There's revival happening in Africa right now in places. Thousands are getting saved. Right in Africa right now. God's moving. People saying there's no revival in the world, God's not doing nothing, then they just don't see it. God is moving. God is moving.
Amen.
This country here, you see, you're part of this country praying for God to move, but you have an awful part of it breaking God's laws. You have an awful part of it making laws is against the word of God, and God's judgment's here. And this weak country's heard the gospel probably more than anywhere. Amen. You know, there's a man from this country, and I was booking home. His name's gone from me. My father would have knew him. He went to the Milton years ago. And that man went to Africa, and he didn't see thousands saved. He saw thousands of churches established. Not just thousands saved, thousands of churches were established under his ministry.
Amen.
From Dromore, yes, we started there.
Amen.
He came back here to Ireland, he's an old man, and he went to a certain denomination and sat in the back row. And he sat for 2 years. And they were that pious, they couldn't even shake his hand and say hello, brother. Now, this is a man that saw a real revival, a real move of God. I have books right in my house. And there's a group came to that church, and that group, I think it was Kenya, but I could be wrong, I'll have to check it. But that group came, and they introduced that group, and they started to tell the whole church how wonderful God had moved, and the many churches had been established, the many people were saved and healed. And the fellow got up that was in charge of that group, and he said, all because of that man. And he pointed him out at the back. And for 2 years, they never shook his hand. They never recognized him. They never asked him in the front once for 2 years. And there he was at the back.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And then they recognized him then. Once somebody from a foreign country came and told them. And I tell you, God's real.
Amen.
Do you believe this is the word of the Lord?
Amen. Absolutely.
You say it's not the word for me, brother. All right then. It's not for you, but it could be for somebody else in here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And if it's for somebody else, don't you rob them.
Amen.
You know there's a bird. When you study birds, there's a bird, and it robs the other bird's nest. You ever heard of that bird?
Yes.
The cuckoo. He robs the other bird's nest, and he steals their eggs. And he eats their eggs. Now hear me this morning. There's people that would steal your egg.
That's right.
They would steal your egg. I'm telling you, this is the word of the Lord. Be careful that some other cuckoo doesn't steal the egg that God has for you.
Right.
They'd break it on you. And you wouldn't have it. And they'd talk you right out of it.
That's right.
And they'd tell you, well, I'll tell you what. That was no word of the Lord, because it would have been, we'd have been swinging in the ceiling or jumping over the chairs. You see, people associate to their own personal thing, but God can do it His way.
Absolutely.
You can never take, you can never make your individual experience a doctrine. Hear me this morning. I want you to understand what I'm saying, because some of you are just looking at me like Bob said, like a mule on a plug gadget.
That's what he said, how it is, get ripped into it.
Now, if a man had an angel came to him, and that's how God led him to get saved, and a weak sister never had an angel come to her, that does not mean she's not saved.
That's right. Bless
him. So he cannot take an experience and make it a doctrine.
That's right.
I can't take my experience and make it a doctrine. It has to be the word of God.
Hallelujah.
A dream of vision must be according to this book.
Amen.
And if it's not according to the book, it's not from God.
Preach it.
It must be line upon line, precept upon precept.
Amen.
Doesn't the Bible say they speak not according to the prophets?
Amen.
There's no line in them. Is that the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Now I tell you, there's people today, and they're preaching all sorts, but it's not according to the law and the prophets. Then your people are so straight. I told you, had a man message me, he's so straight. He believes in no supernatural. No, it never happened. A man told a testimony but been caught to heaven, and he told me that was a demon done that. He said that was a demon that made that man have that. And he said it's nowhere in the Bible. And I never answered him, but I could have. Because my Bible says, Paul said, I knew a man, whether in the body or out of the body, such an one was caught up to the third heaven.
Glory.
Amen.
You know, man came to William Branham, he said, Brother Branham, you preach this morning there's animals in heaven. He says, I don't believe that. Brother Branham said, why not? He said, it's not scriptural. He said, well, brother, how is it that the Bible says that Elijah was caught up with the horses and chariots? Horses and chariots from heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We can have an idea, but it has to be the word of God.
Amen.
God can do the supernatural. God can give you a dream. God can give you a vision. God can give you an experience with an angel or some sort of a supernatural thing. God can do it.
Amen.
And it might be for you. It might not be for somebody else. It could be for you. What God done for me in the jail was for me, wasn't for anybody else. He did it for me. That's how he got me.
Amen.
He had to do that to get me.
Right.
You came a different way, but you're still here.
Amen.
But God can do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, God's real.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen to this. God himself will be your protector. And then that reminds you of the hen and the little chickens. For God protects them. Listen to this. He wrote this. He shall cover thee with his feathers under his wings, which allude to the hen gathering her children under her wings. Matthew 33, verse 37. By the natural instinct, she not only protects them, but calls them under the protection. When she sees them in danger, not only keeps them safe, but cherishes them and keeps them warm. To this, the great God is pleased to compare his care of his people to that hen that gathers a brood. How often would I have gathered you? And I know it's told in Israel, I would have not, but it's still typed in the Bible. God's protection. She protects him. And the Lord's your protection. The Lord is your safe haven. The Lord is your place of safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into that and they're safe. The name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's your safe haven. That's your protection.
Absolutely.
Brother, sister, if you favor, feel free to call upon the Lord.
Glory.
Call upon the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's the Lord that will save you. It's the Lord that will protect you. You know, even when we weren't saved, some of us, God still protected us. You know, I remember one night in the car with a fella, and his friend told him that he took a corner at 90 miles an hour, so he said, I'll do it at 100 in the car. But it wasn't ever doing it. All I can remember is waking up upside down in the car. And I can guarantee it was a miracle I got out of it. My own mother dreamt that night I was dead. She woke my father. She dreamed I was wearing a yellow jumper, which I was. It was all covered in blood. She screamed, Billy, Tommy's dead. And my dad said, we can't accept that. And my father was backslidden. I was away from God. And I remember breaking the windows in the car and getting out of it, and the doors were jammed. And the wheels were ripped off it with a post. It was absolutely annihilated. I don't know how we got out of it. And I got out onto the road, and when I got onto the road, now you're talking about a feeling and a pressure. Well, I had a feeling because someone came right down over my whole body.
Amen.
I believe there's men here that was praying for me even then. I believe that. And that presence came right down over my whole body, and an audible voice spoke to me, a voice that I could hear. And that voice said, if my hand wasn't upon you, you'd be dead. That's what the voice said. That's all it said. And I was really frozen. And I had hardly a mark upon me, just a wee scrape. And later on, the detective, they never could find out. You know, this is the truth. The fella I was with, we went back to his house to get a gallon of petrol to burn that car. And his father talked us out of it. And he says, you can't burn the car. It's very close to the house. Later on, we come to find out there's a wee old pensioner living in the house. She was on sleeping tablets. The detective told us. He said, if you'd have burned the car, you'd have burned her alive. That was God's protection.
Amen.
And he said that the lamppost, if it had been one more inch, it would have went right through to where you were sitting. You'd have been dead. And he said, even at that, I don't know how you survived. That's God. That's God's protection. God will protect you. Keep your focus not on COVID-19. Keep your focus on the Lord.
Amen.
If you're feeling scared or feeling weary, call upon the Lord.
Hooray.
Take time out. You hear, you know, the Americans are big in a football game, and that's really like rugby, but you know what I'm talking about. Time out, boys, time out.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, we have sometimes to take time out and seek the face of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We need to take time out and seek the Lord and call upon the Lord.
Glory.
His truth should be thy shield and buckler, strong defense. God is as willing to guard his people as the hen is to guard the chicken, the little chickens. God's willing. And as evil as man of war in his armor is, God is able. Turn with me to another Psalms. And I look, I didn't plan preaching any of this. But all I got was these two Psalms, and I have loads and loads of notes for them.
Amen.
I haven't used them because I just felt to read you these Psalms. I hope you're blessed this morning with the Word of God.
Amen.
Psalms 46. Let's read verse 1 and 2. Psalms 46. Psalms 46. And I've spilled the water everywhere, brother.
Man.
God is our refuge and strength.
Amen.
A very present help.
Amen.
Now, if you've got a present help, you don't need to go and fetch it.
That's
hear me? Too often we pray, God, will you come?
Said,
God would say to you, I'm here.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Too often we say, God, where are you? God would say to you, I'm closer than the breath you breathe.
He's not there. Glory.
Too often you might, well, God, I don't feel you. Whether you're going on the feeling or you're going on the word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Your feelings can let you down. You could feel you lack something, but you mightn't.
Yeah.
But the Word of God has assured it. Now I believe you will feel it.
Yeah.
I believe that, sure do. But we don't go on that. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help.
Hallelujah.
Where is he? Present.
Amen.
In trouble.
Amen.
Do you think when the trouble comes, where's God? Right with you.
Glory.
That's his word. Even if you fall sick, he's there to raise you up.
Hallelujah.
He's a present help.
That's right.
Now the Lord will raise the sick up. He's a physician.
That's right. Glory.
He didn't come for those that doesn't need it. He comes for those that need a physician.
That's right.
The great physician now is here that sympathizes in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Very present help. Therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, hallelujah, yeah. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, so the fellow beside you, or where you're at work, or where you, they can do whatever they want. Don't you worry about it.
Yes.
That's what God's saying.
Amen.
Sister, don't worry about it. The Lord's with you. The Lord's present. He's near you. He's closer than the breath you breathe. He is your real big brother.
Amen.
And his name's Jesus. What's he saying? Well, he wasn't with us today. I never felt him. That's on scripture.
That's right.
That is against the scripture. Because the Bible says, I will never leave thee.
Amen.
Or forsake thee.
Amen.
Though I'm with thee always, even to... Is that the word of God?
Yeah, amen.
Now, I know there's times God can send the anointing and the power of God. We believe that. But I'm trying to encourage you to know the Lord's with you.
Amen. Glory.
And I'll guarantee if you recognize that, you'll start to feel his presence.
Amen.
Amen. You'll start to feel it.
Amen. Glory.
You'll start to know it. Praise his name. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with a swelling thereof, Selah in your Bible means meditate upon this, think upon it. That's what that wee word means. Stop for a moment. Time out.
Yes.
Time out.
Amen.
Think of these things, that the Lord's with you in trouble. Very present help. Present help.
Hallelujah.
Other testimonies in this room, you know, sometimes we forget about it. What about the time when the Lord's helped people we've prayed for?
Amen.
My son FaceTimed us, or whatever you call that, this morning, about 8 o'clock. FaceTimed us from New Zealand. I can remember well coming home to my wife in tears. And she said, Tom, I've lost the baby. They've told me I've lost the baby. I've had a miscarriage. I've lost the baby. And God gave me a promise many years ago. And I call it God's phone numbers. Just a simple thing. 5015, Psalm 50, verse 15.
Amen.
Call upon me in the time of trouble.
Amen.
And I shall deliver thee.
Amen.
And thou shalt glorify me. I'm here to glorify the name of the
Amen.
Lord.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I said, we're not accepting that.
Amen.
We get down on our knees and we pray.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, you give me this scripture, and I preached it to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need you to do it for me. We went to the hospital and they said, all's well.
Amen.
He's 21 years old.
Amen. All right.
21 years old. There's others with testimonies as well.
Amen.
God's able.
That's right.
God is able.
Absolutely.
And even if you've suffered, went through some of the Lord, still with you. Everything's for a reason. Everything's for a purpose. But never blame God. I hear people sometimes, and the way they pray, they're actually blaming God. I'll tell you what, that's dangerous.
Amen.
That's a dangerous prayer.
Amen.
When you start to pray and blame God, that's a dangerous prayer. What can we blame God for? God never sinned. Man was the one that was deceived. We're the sinners. God is holy. God is righteous. It is us that are as worms. And we need to humble ourselves and come before the hand of Almighty God. And we need to recognize we're nothing and He's everything. That's why we can never exalt one man above another. The only man we can exalt is Jesus. Jesus is above all.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that this morning? You know, people blame God. I know a man and he blamed God. This man lives in this country. His wife and him, they lost a baby, and that was terrible. But they blamed God. And he backslid and he got away from God for years because he blamed God. But what about that testimony I mentioned the other night? For that woman lost the baby and she rang up Brother Branham to see what would happen. And he said, let me seek God. Now he didn't go around the corner and pray for 5 minutes. He said he waited before God right through to the next morning, all night. All night long. I don't know anybody like that today. I'm sorry, I don't. There's very few people. There's people who can do it. I know that.
Amen. Absolutely.
There is people who can do it.
Amen.
But I'm just showing you the point of this. That man, being a prophet, waited in God. He didn't run out and just tell us of it. He waited in God. And the Holy Spirit said, that child is in the right place. Don't try to bring it back. It's all right. Something could have happened later down the road. And God knew that. Now, I can't explain that. But that was a prophet. And I believe that. And he said, if it was my baby, I'd just thank the Lord. And that's what they did. And they had peace over it. That peace over it. Let me tell you, in this evil world, if your little unborn baby or a little baby that's born and something happens, it goes straight to the presence of the Lord. Do you know that? That's the Bible. We're not Catholics. We don't believe in purgatory or limbo land. We believe it goes straight to the presence of Almighty God. And you know your loved one is waiting on you. You think, brothers and sisters, when this rapture takes place,
amen,
the dead's rising first. They're coming up before us. You know that. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, we ought to love one another and lift our brother higher than ourselves and do all we can for the kingdom of God. This is not about me or you. This is about Jesus.
Amen.
This is about Jesus.
Glory.
And who can we win for the Lord? And if God uses Facebook or one of these things to get the word out because they won't come in, so be it. I'm willing to do it. And I can guarantee you, if the Spirit of God says to me, I want you to go and preach on the street, I'll do that as well. I have done it many times. And I'm open to do it again. I'll do anything God leads me to do. But I won't do something else somebody else thinks I should do. I won't do that. You shouldn't either.
Amen.
You need to be led by the Lord.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Amen. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Now I'm closing. My time's gone. I haven't even got into any message at all. But I don't know what I've said, really.
Amen.
But I hope you've got something.
Amen.
Mark your Bible. Mark the Psalms. Present help in trouble.
Amen. Amen.
Psalms 91, Psalms 46. Do you believe God this morning? Let's stand our feet. The brother's going to come just in a moment. Just to say, next Sunday morning, Brother Samuel will be preaching.
Amen.
In the morning. Matthew's going to share his testimony in the evening.
Amen.
Then the next few weeks after that, whatever suits your Brother Gary. Brother Gary's going to be preaching after that. And one of the Sundays, then I'm going to ask Brother Ian. Then Brother Mark. And I want every brother in here that's any type of a gift to preach, you're going to get your chance to preach. And I want you to take it sincere. And I know you will. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I appreciate the Lord more than anything. Let's bow our heads this morning. If you have a need in this room, a need from God, lift your hand up before the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You believe the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Buford Dahl was a man that took... William Branham said to him, "You're coming with me for lunch." And that's when he gave Buford Dahl a prophecy, a word.
Amen.
And he said, "Buford Dahl, the time will come when you'll no more lay hands on. But it'll come amongst God's people, for they will speak the word."
Hallelujah.
"And it'll take place."
Amen.
They will speak the word.
Amen.
So I'm going to pray this morning. I'm not saying I'm speaking a word. But if you feel it's for you, you take it.
Amen.
God will do it.
Amen.
God will do it. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
Amen.
We know your presence is here.
Amen.
And we know your word is real. Lord, you said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you."
Hallelujah.
"Though I'm with you is always to the end." Lord, you know the discouragements we have had. But Father, we're looking to you this morning. You're our encouragement.
Yes.
Your word says David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Amen.
Oh God, we thank you for the encouragement of your word.
Amen.
Father, I pray your word to live in us and move in us and manifest through us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for every need in this room or someone listening in, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you'll meet their every need right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Bless my brother, bless my sister, in the name of Jesus. Bless our brother as he comes to lead the songs. Ere we leave this place, bless your people, strengthen your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each one.